This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The tough presidential campaign is increasingly making us miserable at the office. A new study shows a dramatic uptick in election-related workplace tension. The Society for Human Resource Management reports that since the last survey on the topic in May, the percentage of workplaces reporting higher tension has doubled. Now a majority of companies say it's worse than past elections. Let's talk about what's going on with Evren Essen, author of the report. Evren, great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Mark.
So tension is high in the workplace, but what does that mean politically? How are these disagreements playing out in the workplace?
Well, we asked about political volatility, and what we defined that was is conflict and hostility and frustration. And so as employees are talking, there's sort of a sense of despair and exasperation about the candidates and what's going on. And so that's making its way into the workplace as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about policy and the management perspective on this, because managers want the business to run smoothly, but we also live in a democracy and we want people to be able to participate and share their views in a respectful way. So how do companies strike that balance?
It is a difficult balance to strike at times. About two-thirds of companies do not have a policy specifically relating to politics in the workplace. However, talking to employees maybe at the beginning of the election cycle or even during it to remind everyone to be civil, that's the most important thing. Every workplace tends to focus on professionalism and respect for each other, and that should also be the case with this particular topic.
Now, everybody's counting the days to the election is over, but the reality is the tension will last beyond the election after the votes are counted. What's it going to be like on November 9th and into 2017?
Well, I think you're right. It is definitely going to continue and be more prolonged than probably we've seen in the past. However, I think with employees, they will over time adjust to the result. And we all have differences. Those are always there. Part of what's heightened it is the media, the social media, the candidates. But over time, I think that employees will reset and get back to their regular outlooks.
That's something we can hope for. Evren Essen, thanks very much.
Thank you.